home of Arizona Cardinals football. 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Wolf and Luke, Burns and Gambo. Big Red Monday, Crosstalk. Arizona Sports, breaking news.
So, guys, ahead of Thursday's matchup against the Packers, the Packers have placed Devontae Adams on the COVID-19 list.
Whoa!
Whoa!
That was, you guys did it all in unison. We brought Burns and Gambo in here so we could all go, whoa, at the same time.
So he's out. He's out.
I would think so on a Thursday.
No, he has to
be.
I mean, there's no way to recruit. It's too short of a turnaround. There's no way. Okay. It's impossible for him to play.
Hold on a sec. I hadn't plugged in my headphones. What was it?
This is amazing.
Are you serious?
Seriously, I have no idea.
Let me ask. Hold on. Let's play this game. What would be the best news the Cardinals can get for a Packer being out?
Aaron Rodgers is out.
What's the second best?
Adams is out.
Adams is out.
Adams is out.
Devontae Adams is out.
No lie. I was scrambling to get my headphones put, and all I heard was, all in unison. I mean, what the hell is going on?
You know what? I honestly wanted to see Devontae Adams. I'm serious.
It's okay. I don't need to see him.
Nah, you know what? Honestly, this team is so good.
I saw him yesterday.
This team is so good.
I'll take the break.
The secondary, I think, without a doubt, is the biggest surprise you can possibly imagine. Coming into this season, I did not see it. I know you guys feel the same way for the most part, talking about the secondary, and what a surprise, especially the cornerback room has been. I don't think it matters going forward, seriously.
Wow. That was amazing to see everybody react to them looking at Burnsy, and Burnsy's just got this blank look on his face like, wow, Burnsy doesn't care.
Because the initial response is, look, I mean, the Cardinals are going to the playoffs. So now it's about winning the damn division and not taking the wild card with the Rams on your ass. Mm-hmm. And it's about trying to get some home field games. And if you could beat the Packers, then you have a tiebreaker over them and you pull ahead. I mean, you pull ahead of them by two games instead of one game. So, you know what? Devontae Adams, it'd be great to see him. No, thank you. I'll let him sit. Let him sit out. I'd rather that helps the Cardinals. It becomes an easier game not having to deal with one of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I understand both your sentiments on this one, but I got to agree with my co-host on this one in that this is not entirely dissimilar to some of the breaks that the Suns got over the course of their season, over the course of their postseason. Oh, this guy's out. Oh, that guy's out. Yeah, it might give your critics a little more ammunition to say, yeah, but you didn't beat them with this guy or you didn't beat them with that guy. If the goal is to get home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, I don't care. I don't care that Devontae Adams isn't out there. I don't care that you might have beaten a Packer team. And we're assuming that the Cardinals are going to beat the Packers without Devontae Adams. We probably should stop right there and not necessarily make that assumption. But if we're talking about the ultimate goal being home, the best record in the NFC and the number one seed, which some of those things could be on the line in this game,
sure.
I don't care if Devontae Adams is not. Fine, he's not out there. Great. Could use a break.
Well, see, I would, you know, it's the player mentality.
Oh, I get it.
It's the player mentality. For me, I want to give me your best. I don't care.
Of course.
I don't care. Give me your best.
And I understand that.
Yeah. This team right here, to me, is a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
Bring it on, baby. I don't care.
That reaction's out there, though, on Twitter to Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport when they tweeted out the news. It's immediately, oh, yeah, the Cardinals just coasting through now to 8-0. They don't have to play anybody. Like, who else have the Cardinals not had to play this season? They've had to see everybody else, haven't they? Well, relative. I mean, it's the NFL. The Cardinals
Tennessee had all three of their guys.
The Rams are healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess San Francisco. Yeah.
Cleveland did not have Nick Chubb. So they missed one of the best running backs.
And their two tackles.
In the NFL against Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland was the big one, I think.
Yeah.
Not like the Cardinals weren't missing guys in that game, though, too. They didn't have their coach.
Exactly.
49ers didn't have Garoppolo.
Which, after watching last night, I don't know if that's a...
No, the Cleveland game, one of the reasons why I was so jacked up about that is I really thought that was a game where leadership won a football game for them. That game was won before they even stepped on
the Cleveland game?
The Cleveland
game.
Just
because they were missing Cliff.
48 hours before the disaster that was going on and the guys they were missing from that game, and yet they went out there and they hammered
the ball. I'd take it a step further. I'd say not only the leadership in the locker room, but the leadership that they have in that coaching staff. Vance Joseph, Sean Coogler, like they've got They've got good leaders to come in and take over for Cliff or whoever they have to. I mean, Vance better get a job next year as head coach, man. He better get a job.
Yeah. I don't want him to leave, but I think
I don't want him to leave either, but I want him to leave because he deserves it. He's done a hell of a job.
Kyler Murray, the downside of that game yesterday was he got banged up and kind of thrown around quite a bit.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen him get hit like that since he came into the NFL. Not like that. That one hit that he took from behind.
Ooh.
Grenard. Yeah, that hit right there. I mean, he didn't try to tackle him. He tried to blast him.
Yeah.
He tried to blast him, and he did. It reminded me of when George Foreman hit Joe Frazier and knocked him like 3 feet off the air.
Sit down, Joe.
Just hit him. Like, he hit him just so damn hard, just rattled every bone in his body. So, short turnaround. I think he'll be fine, but we'll see.
Yeah, I gotta admit, after thinking about the game, thinking about the pressure that Kyler was under, two thoughts kind of came to mind. Number one, that, not that it was all his fault, but that was the first game where you really, really noticed Rodney Hudson not out there for the Cardinals, that he might have.
And he won't be at this game either.
I know, his ability to kind of diagnose what's going on and that sort of thing. And number two, Josh Jones is starting to look a little overmatched at times out there. I went back and watched a lot of the plays, even on the play where Kyler found Hop for 15 yards. He had a scramble around. The initial pressure came from the guy that Josh Jones was supposed to be blocking and forced Kyler to do that Houdini act in the backfield in the first place. I'm getting a little worried about him. Talking about Josh Jones, that it might be a little too much right now for him because he looks a little overmatched.
That's why I was a little worried when Cliff Kingsbury and the Cardinals came out and they were bent on throwing the ball against the Texans in this game. I don't want to see – Zach Ertz is great, and that's fantastic, but I want to see balance going forward with this team. I think it's really, really important philosophically and schematically that they show some balance with their run-pass play selection. I don't want to see it where all of a sudden you spread the field and you're just throwing the ball ad nauseum. I think that's going to be disastrous if, in fact, you're going to put Kyler in a one-dimensional offense.
Don't you think they found that yesterday, though?
I thought
their offense, when it got right, was predicated on them running the ball a little more and finding that balance. I thought it was a little out of balance at first, and I thought they found their balance in that second quarter.
The Cardinals initially went after Mike Davis, the running back from Carolina. They're in free agency. They originally went after Mike Davis. So James Conner was not their first choice, but Davis got more money than they wanted to pay. They moved off of him and they got James Conner. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to bring James Conner back. I mean, he has been fantastic for them. I couldn't ask for more.
No, you really, that's the best way to put it. You couldn't ask for more than James Conner's giving.
No, on a cheap deal, too.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised. I'm going to tell you right now, mark this down. Don't be surprised if they keep Zach Ertz and Max Williams.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Oh,
I think they're going to try to. I think they're going to try to keep both. Oh. Wouldn't that be?
That would be. No, you want to go 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends, two wides. That would be the perfect combination. Zach Ertz would be the move guy. Max Williams would be the stud.
And Max is more of a minimum guy. He's not going to get a lot more than a minimum. Yeah. And Zach Ertz is probably around $6 to $7 million a year.
Interesting.
Telling you, keep that in mind. I think there's a chance they keep both of those guys.
That'd be huge.
Burns and Gambo, great stuff. You can hear him, of course, 2 to 6. Burnsy, we should do every one of these crosstalks where you don't have your headphones on for the first time.
Let's do the show. Let's do the whole show without you having
headphones.
That for me
was fun. It's like, ooh, this is going to be a surprise. What is it? It's good. What do we got here, guys? Yeah.
It's like a game show. It's perfect.
Burnsy puts on his headphones.
Yeah, and you have to guess what we're talking about. All right, thanks a lot, guys. All right, we'll come back here in just a moment. Is the Valley preparing for the biggest Thursday night football game in NFL history? That's next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of Arizona Cardinals football, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford, with Wolf and Luke.
You know, full disclosure here, I've been trying, especially when we do the power poll every week, trying to speak into existence Tampa Bay not going back to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
I know they just played the Bears, and the Bears are horrible, but I mean, we're just watching the highlights in here in the studio, and they just casually run up 38-3 wins over teams.
Yeah.
They might be going back to the Super Bowl. I'm going to try and speak it into existence that it doesn't happen, though.
And all they're doing is playing old-school football, and it proves once again, and it shows that it still works. It does. The old traditional base tenet of attacking the line of scrimmage and running the ball in a north-south way And then using play action, if you've got that quarterback who is a quintessential pocket passer like Mac Jones or Tom Brady, boy, Mac Jones, I got to tell you, the more and more I watch this guy play, the more and more I'm like, this guy is going to be a player. Joe Burrow as well. Wow.
Burrow's impressive.
Joe Burrow.
Cincinnati has that look of a team that is going to be really good all season and probably lose in the first round of the playoffs, but like is legitimately good. You know what I mean? I mean, they just handled Baltimore yesterday. Did you hear what Belichick said about Justin Herbert? I'm trying to find the exact quote. It was like, he's going to be really good for a long time. I was like, that's the nicest, most effusive praise I've heard from Bill Belichick in a long time.
He typically...
Calm down, Bill.
He'll typically say things about other teams and do it to the media, say things, and then get up in front of his team and say something altogether different. Trust me on that one right there, because for 2 years, I would listen to him, and he'd say something very, you know, matter-of-factly about somebody's defense and how good their defense was and how good this player was and how good that player was, and we're going to have to be really, really good if, in fact, we have any chance of winning this game. Then he'd actually walk into our meeting room, like the running back room, ding, 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 knock the door, open the door, walk in. Look, everybody, it's Bill Belichick walking in, and he'd say, listen, this guy that I was talking about here, if he tackles you in the open field, I'm fining you $500. I mean, seriously. He wasn't pointing to me when he said it, by the way, because he knew I wasn't going to get the ball, but you get my point. He was a guy that would say different things, shall we say.
He was like, Wolf, can you move over? I'm trying to yell at the guy behind you, please.
Come on. I mean, can you imagine? The true story, though. Walked in and said, if he tackles you in the open field one-on-one, I'm fining you $500.
That's fantastic. The exact quote from Bill Belichick on Justin Herbert. He's going to be one of the top QBs for a long time to come. That actually is pretty high praise.
Yeah, that is. And I think it's pretty accurate in Justin Herbert's case. There's no doubt about it. But Mac Jones, wow. What they're doing with Mac Jones, it looks like Tom Brady reset button.
Well, that's what they wanted, right?
That's what they wanted.
Brady, his first few years in the league, and they were winning Super Bowls. I'm not taking anything away from the guy, obviously. But it wasn't real complicated for him those first few years. Here, throw this 4-yard pass. Here, throw this 6-yard pass. And just we'll move the ball down the field. The Patriots had a really good defense that first year they won the Super Bowl. And just gradually, we're going to evolve you into the greatest quarterback of all time. And you're still going to be winning Super Bowls 20 years later, which is where the segment started. I'm guessing Bill Belichick didn't say anything like that about Zach Wilson or the Jets, who are... predictably awful.
It's got to be so difficult right here, Robert Saleh, being a defensive-minded coach, to get spanked the way that they did yesterday. It's got to be so hard.
Yeah. The opposite of watching the Jets play is Cardinals-Packers here on Thursday Night Football this week. And in case you missed it, last segment we had the breaking news that Devontae Adams is in COVID protocols.
Wow.
So on the COVID list, I guess, is the way you're saying it. So, I mean, it's a short week. I cannot imagine he plays on Thursday. They haven't said he's definitely out, but they've said he's on the COVID-19 list. That goes with their defensive coordinator, too.
Yeah, so it would take, what, two negatives before Thursday?
You're running out of time.
I know, it just seems really odd and impossible. I guess not. I guess he could test tomorrow, negative, and the day after that, negative, and suddenly there he is, right?
Yeah, I mean, there he is on that on TV right now making that catch I was talking about yesterday, where it's like, okay, there's like five guys in the NFL that could make that catch. The Cardinals have one of them, DeAndre Hopkins, but Devontae Adams, I mentioned it when Burns and Gambo were in here. I'm already, if you're just looking on Adam Schefter's tweet or Ian Rappaport's tweet mentioning that Adams is on the COVID list, it's just a string of people being like, here come the Cardinals getting lucky again. When have the Cardinals gotten lucky this season?
Not at all, man.
They just played last week without their entire team.
Nick Chubb, okay? They missed Nick Chubb, and they missed the two starting tackles for the Cleveland Browns when they played the Browns.
Okay, well, I missed Chandler Jones and my coach and Rodney Hudson, and the Cardinals still won by 23.
Exactly right. No, you're exactly right on that, Luke. But you know it. You know the way that it is. This is the way that it's going to happen, man. You're going to have people throw stones. It's part of the NFL, and it's been going on for a long, long time. That people don't like, especially new powers. They don't like that. The powers that be out there, they've come accustomed to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots for years winning the AFC East, right? That for some reason, gives people a lot of comfort. And other people, of course, they don't like change. They don't like new. They don't like, what is this? Well, who is this person? Cliff Kingsbury? Are you kidding me? You know, they don't like it, Luke.
I'm seeing it firsthand.
Yeah.
We've seen it since Cliff Kingsbury got hired. But in the last 2 years, they had some ammunition. And this year, they really don't have any because the Cardinals have a perfect record so far.
It's why people are coming around slowly, I would say, on Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. It's new.
This is Marcus Golden yesterday on what a win against Green Bay would mean for the Cardinals.
I don't know. I ain't even thought about it yet. I'm worried about getting the plays tomorrow from the coach. I see the Packers on Thursday, and we're going to be ready for war.
This is my guy, great, man. He's so awesome. Marcus Golden right here. Do we have more Marcus Golden time?
I mean, we played a little bit earlier, but I think it's worth repeating. So take what you just heard right there. Hey, Marcus, what would a win against the Packers mean? I don't know. I'm waiting for the plays. All right. Well, then, Marcus, what do you do on a Sunday before a Thursday game, a short week?
Probably getting a hot tub, Epsom salt bath, stuff like that. Do a little extra stretching. Might not go out to eat with my family after the game, stuff like that. Just locked in and getting ready for Thursday because we're excited. It's going to be an exciting game, and we're excited for it. Everybody excited for it, so we're going to be ready.
He's locked in, all right.
That was last night.
Yeah, I was talking about it earlier right there. Some guys have this incredible ability to manufacture desperation. That was what God had gifted me with, I think, more than anything else, was this ability to manufacture desperation. And believe me, I had a lot of things that made me desperate. Playing in the National Football League, knowing I should have been out on the field, and yet I was out of the field for 10 years, and I should have been there 10 days. They locked me in a closet. Shove food under the door and then let me out on a Sunday. That's Marcus Golden. That's the way he thinks. He loves the game and he loves tapping in to the essence of the game, which is hyper intensity.
I just like his matter of fact answers. Marcus, what would a win mean? I don't know. Give me the plays. Well, Marcus, what are you doing to prepare? Epsom salts, hot tub. Next.
You know, just give me the plays. That is great. I mean, how do you know that was it? Does it say that was the question?
The question was, the actual soundbite says, Marcus Golden on what a win against the Packers would mean.
I don't know. I ain't even thought about it yet. I'm worried about getting the plays tomorrow from the coach. I see the Packers on Thursday, and we're going to be ready for war.
I'll see the Packers on Thursday.
What would it mean? You know, he doesn't want to engage the hypothetical. At all.
It's probably a healthier way to go through life, actually.
That's speaking median right there. It really is. It's the art of speaking media. It's called median, where you answer the question, but you really don't give them anything to write about. And yet he does it so well, to your point.
He gives you an answer.
He's so blunt.
Yeah. He's like,
it's a new way of speaking median.
I'll answer your question, but let's get through as many of these as possible. I don't know. I'll see the Packers on Thursday. Next. Attention, Cardinals fans. We are issuing a code red all week as the Cheeseheads from the north invade State Farm Stadium for Thursday night football, or at least they're going to try to. Text red to 620-620 and listen for your name during Bickley and Murata at the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hours every day to win two tickets to see the Cardinals, the undefeated Cardinals, take on the 6-1 Packers. That's red to 620-620. Coming up, Cardinals defense was once again the reason that the Cardinals won a game yesterday. So just how confident are we in this group? Big picture. That's next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
of Arizona Cardinals football. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford with Wolf and Luke.
So, Wolf, I'm going to throw this at you. And I should clarify, the Cardinals didn't just win the game yesterday because of their defense. Their offense obviously put up 31 points. The team is so good that we don't have to get into big picture discussions, but I'm going to drag you into one here for a second anyway.
Okay.
With the defense providing a pass rush and Marcus Golden playing the way he's playing, and you have J.J. Watt and you have all these pieces, I could not help but think yesterday, is this going to lead to Chandler Jones not being back next year? Because we're getting a look at just a couple games. Hopefully he's back Thursday. They do need him, especially against Green Bay. But we're getting a look at a couple games here where the defense is, not that it wouldn't be better with Chandler Jones, but they obviously can't pay everybody this offseason.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's too early right now just based on the time that Chan has missed. I think, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the second half of the season, Luke, and how important that's going to be, and especially what if they make a playoff run and suddenly, you know, that playoff run includes Chan going off in playoff games.
I'm ready for the playoffs right
boy,
now.
I really am. I mean, think about that. Even if he finishes the year with 8 sacks, 9 sacks, whatever, and then suddenly gets into the postseason, has 2 in that game, 2 in this game. I mean, before you know it, he's got 6, 7 sacks and a playoff run. That might do it in and of itself.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, I don't want him to leave.
I don't know. No, I know.
I just know he's going to get paid.
But I know
somebody.
What you're saying, because again, think about it. The Arizona Cardinals last year, Chan played 5 games, had 1 sack in 5 games last season. The Arizona Cardinals finished number 5 in sacks per attempt in the National Football League.
Which is crazy, considering how reliant they were on him at the start of last season.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's all about Vance Joseph, and we're seeing that this year as well. Vance Joseph, once again, some of the schemes that he has devised right here, just some of the talent as well, just lining up 4 guys and rushing them, getting to the quarterback. They're number 4 in the National Football League in sacks per attempt.
So Isaiah Simmons talking about Vance Joseph yesterday after the game on the broadcast.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, we can only play what he calls. So these calls that he's given us, he's putting us in phenomenal position, you know, allowing our playmakers to flourish and make the plays that they should be making. And, you know, that's just great. Just being able to let different players with different type of skill sets shine in this defense. You see it all over. So, I mean, Vance, he's doing a great job. You know, we got to give our credit to him.
Yeah, Isaiah, that is great. This is a lot of fun this season. Plus 111 point differential.
There it is right there.
Best in the NFL.
Honestly, right now, they were great yesterday. Were they not? Basinonians just watching the Arizona Cardinals ball out. I mean, the Texans had 8 first downs in that game. They only ran 49 plays in that game. You don't hit 50. That's like, you just don't see that. You do not see that combination where you only run 40 plays. 49 plays they ran right there. Had a total of 160 yards. They were 2 of 13 on third down. Do you know the Arizona Cardinals right now, ladies and gentlemen, gather on the transistor and press the air. The Arizona Cardinals are the number 1 third down defense in the National Football League.
It's pretty
number
important.
Number 1.
And you can see it in these games. And I know yesterday it's Houston. So if you're looking for a reason to dismiss this, you can say big deal. They shut down Houston.
They've played 7 games so far.
And they've played some really good teams.
Yes.
What, three really good teams, 2 decent teams, and then, okay, 2 bad teams.
Yes.
In Jacksonville and Houston. Fine. They've won all 7 of the games. And these are not, you're not saying, oh, they're the best on third down yesterday. They're the best on third down in what is now almost the first 2 months of the season.
Yes. It's one of the reasons why, again, listen, the offense for the Arizona Cardinals, and we were talking about this earlier, it is Super Bowl caliber. It is. There's beyond a shadow of a doubt. Look at the talent. Look at the production. Look at the offense. It's Super Bowl quality right now. But you know who makes the Arizona Cardinals a Super Bowl contender? The defense.
Isaiah Simmons talking about the confidence level of the defense right now?
It's extremely high, especially knowing, you know, all of our play. We have some few guys banged up, missing Chandler Jones, an elite pass rusher. You know, it's very exciting just knowing we're playing at such a high level, maybe not even with all our guys. And being able to add Chandler back this upcoming week is going to be huge for us.
This is the other one, too, on Isaiah Simmons. They asked him about if he made it a point to be more physical this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like most guys, you know, just with me at Clemson, I moved around everywhere. Nobody really looks at me as a true linebacker that could be physical and stuff. And I just want everybody to know when they leave each game that I can be that physical linebacker if you need me to be. Yeah.
I love that right there because, honestly, this is so important for him. He's got so much talent, Luke. Oh, my goodness. The guy's skills, his ability, his talent is off the charts. And yet, you tell me that he's going to be physical? Trey Lance, is he going to be physical? Is he going to lower it? Oh, my goodness. That's the one thing that we have seen out of Isaiah Simmons. And I said this yesterday. He's not a guy that will stick his face into the fan. He is the fan.
I bet if you pull together like the Cardinals' 10 hardest hits this season, he's probably got 5 of them.
He's a monster.
You know, I mean, I know there was a couple. And sacks always look like a pretty hard hit because half the time the quarterback looks confused that they're getting hit. But there's been at least one or two plays every game where somebody tries something and Isaiah Simmons just appears and he's a wall. Like when Isaiah Simmons goes to tackle, you don't drag Isaiah Simmons a couple. He's just bam. That's it.
Remember Cleveland tried to run that reverse right there and it looked like it was going to, and all of a sudden Isaiah just came out of nowhere. And shut that thing down. Like, are you kidding me?
Who was that ran that? Because I remember the exact play because everybody
on the
Cardinals.
Receiver.
Yeah. He was their fast guy too. But everybody, it was like nine of the 11 guys on the Cardinals were going to the right. And you're like, oh, this is going to be a problem. And then Isaiah Simmons was there. And there was no like, okay, I'm going to try and corral him. It was just, you're done.
And what did Isaiah Simmons run? A 4.38.
I just find it funny when he says people don't think I'm physical. Like that's the first thing I think of with his game this year.
That
his
is
physicality.
Definitely, there's no doubt about it. Last year you could see it. Last year you could see he had that quality of sticking his face into the fan. There's no doubt about that. But this year, oh man, he is taking it to a whole new level.
Text us your thoughts on the Cardinals defense to the FanDuel text line at 620-620 right now. Coming up, we will wrap up the show by talking to former Cardinals quarterback Drew Stanton. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Arizona Cardinals football, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Big Red Monday, presented by Sanderson Ford with Wolf and Luke.
All right, final segment of the show on this Big Red Monday, celebrating a 31-5 Cardinals win over the Texans, now 7-0 on the season. And joining us right now on the 72-sold sports line is former Cardinals quarterback Drew Stanton. Drew, thanks for the time. What did you see from the Cardinals being able to flip the switch there to start the second quarter yesterday?
Well, I just think it shows how dynamic this team can be, and they're just patient. They don't panic, and, you know, they knew they were a better football team going into it. They didn't want to make any mistakes, and they kind of, you know, tiptoed at first, but you got the run game going, and that just kind of opens everything up. You start to be able to spread the field, play action opens up, you take shots down the field, and, you know, all of a sudden you start building this energy. And that's the beauty of playing in a stadium like that is it becomes infectious. You can feed off the crowd. Marcus Golden makes a tremendous play to kind of change the tide of everything. And then you just start steamrolling them.
How important do you think it is, Drew, going forward that Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals continue to stay balanced offensively?
Oh, it's imperative. I mean, that's why you go out and you get a guy like James Conner to not only – keep that balance, but then close out those games in years past or you would, you know, hesitate to say, okay, well, we need to try and go win this game in the fourth quarter, and you're doing these zone reads and having Kyler run the ball. Nobody wants to see Kyler get hit. Everybody was terrified when he went in the blue tent multiple times yesterday. So, you know, from that standpoint, you want to stay balanced. But not only that, well, if you look at the run game of the 1A, 1B that everybody's been talking about in the run game, but this skill group in general is as good as it gets in the NFL. And you add Zach Ertz mix to make sure that there's no dip when you lose Max Williams. And, it's kudos to Steve Keim and everybody on that side of the organization because they were super aggressive to make sure – that they're, you know, look back and say, man, we would have just been better off had we not let that slip away.
Talking to Drew Stanton, you mentioned Zach Ertz. Kyler kind of mentioned after the game that it felt good to get him that touchdown, you know, to get a touchdown to your new weapon in their first game. You know, as a former quarterback in this league, you can't have everything you want, but that's probably a pretty good objective to get the new guy involved if he's coming over midseason.
Yeah, well, I think it was his longest touchdown pass that he's ever had, right? That he's caught?
Yeah.
Zach, I mean, so that feels good, too. When you get those yards after catch, he'll get more targets from any quarterback if he keeps doing that. And even to start the game, you know, they wanted to get him involved, and Kyler might have forced that one a little bit, but he made a heck of an acrobatic catch, you know, back shouldered it, did a really good job. You want to get everybody into the flow of the game, especially a new guy like that. Even though he's a Pro Bowler, he's still going out there trying to prove himself. It's a new fan base. It's a new locker room, all of these things. And though his reputation precedes itself, you still have to go out there and you have to produce. And I think he did a tremendous job of that. I mean, you even heard the way that DeAndre talked about him in the press conference. Like, being able to have that presence in the middle of the field not only helps him out, but everybody else on the entire offense, and makes the team that much stronger throughout the duration of the season.
Drew, I look at the Arizona Cardinals offense, and it's obvious. You see the talent. It's just dripping with talent all over the place. And it's one of the reasons why I think the Arizona Cardinals are Super Bowl caliber. It's their offense. But you know what really gets me excited? I think their defense makes me believe that they're a Super Bowl contender because of how their defense is playing. Your thoughts on their defense?
Yeah, it's structured completely well. If you look at this roster from top to bottom, there really is not a hole in it. And you can say that for both sides of the ball and even special teams. I mean, it's documented going into the season of losing some of those close games. So you go out and you get an elite level kicker, and you shore that up, and then you go out and some of the guys, a matter of just staying healthy, right? But I also think the leadership that's in place and the guys across the board, and you lose a guy like Chandler Jones, but you have guys like Devon Kennard and Marcus Golden that can just step up right away, and you have that. I think the thing that's unique about this team is just there's no missed tackles. You don't see yard after catch or anything like that. These safeties are so good at coming downhill. Vance Joseph has these guys bought in. He did a tremendous job, Vance did, of these run blitzes on run downs and getting these guys active, getting them incorporated and coming downhill. And again, you're healthy on the outside. You have a great mixture of young talent infused with, you know, a veteran presence of an Alfred and a Marco Wilson and Byron Murphy. It's just the list goes on and on at each position, and the dynamic of why each one has played so well and complements each other so well.
Talking to Drew Stanton, I mean, Drew, even with the start that the Cardinals are off to 7-0, they've got a 6-1 team right behind them in the division. They've got two other 6-1 teams in the NFC and a 5-1 team. Of those teams that are chasing them down, I mean, who do you see as their biggest threat right now? Is it the team that's maybe coming in here on Thursday?
I definitely think it's a team on Thursday. Look, when you have a team and a quarterback as dynamic as Aaron is, I mean, I saw the news about Devontae Adams, which, you know, would be great for an Arizona Cardinal fan base to not have him out there, because him and DeAndre are as good as they get in this league. But they know how to do that. They're strategic on how they go about it. They're very balanced as well, as Wolf was talking about, because they have a very dynamic running back. They can do all these things. They've got a backup running back that's a battering ram, and they try and get after you. So, you know, they have the ability to do that. They've made some moves by adding Jalen Smith and getting Marcellus Whitney. All of these guys, again, they're a championship caliber team. People want to go there. They're attractive in that regard because of what they have. Those guys are the biggest threat. And, you know, I always look at teams, not necessarily at the beginning of the season, not necessarily at the middle portion of the season. Who's playing the best football in December? That'll be the telltale sign going into the playoffs, much like Tampa Bay was last year. I mean, they got on such a roll and had momentum going into it that sometimes you can get lulled to sleep with an overall record, but who's really, truly playing the best football? And when you see that in December, that's going to be a great indication of who you want to try and ride that horse through all the way through the playoffs.
Drew, what do you think is going to happen up in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers? Do you have a gut feeling on this as to which way this is going to go this offseason?
I don't. You know, I think he's, you know, I'm biased, obviously, because of the position that he plays. But what he's meant to that franchise, what he's meant to that locker room, and following a legend. You know,
yeah.
Having to come in behind Brett Favre and do all of these things, and he's done it. Now it's documented that, you know, he's ornery or he doesn't get along with people or even his own family doesn't like him, all this stuff. The guy can flat out play football and he can improvise. He can do stuff. I mean, he is as good as it gets to ever play this position, in my opinion. And so when you have that and you have that capability, sometimes, you know, you speak your mind or you've earned the right to go out there. And he said some stuff even last year when it was like, hey guys, like everybody just needs to relax. Or the very first game, like all Aaron Rodgers, all this consternation going on, like he, you know, this is going to be a bad breakup. The guy knows how to be a professional. And I know that everybody was saying, well, if he's thought about retirement, he just needs to retire. As a professional athlete, well, if you can attest to this, there is a mental fortitude you have to play this game. And you flip that switch when you step out on the field. That's why you get so excited on Fridays, right? Like leading into the week, the blood pressure gets pumping. You know what it takes to be successful, to play at that high of a level. Now, we're not Pro Bowlers or Hall of Famers like Aaron Rodgers is,
right,
but that guy has the capability to go out there and single-handedly beat you.
Angry on Friday.
Angry Fridays. Drew Stanton, always great to talk to you, man. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. We'll see you guys out there on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. Drew.
That's Drew Stanton joining us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com. And that's going to do it for us. Thank you to Aaron Maloney and Jesse Morrison behind the glass. For Wolf, I'm Luke. We got Burns and Gambo next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.